Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello and happy Wednesday, sweet friends. I am so grateful to you for tuning into today's show. Thank you for your patience, I guess. You know, Ian, I took a little bit of a hiatus last week, and I know some of you commented, oh, darn, I heard another show that I heard before. And I'm sorry, that happens occasionally and from time to time. But know that there was a reason, maybe why you needed to hear that particular show again. So I want to thank you for that. And just knowing that as I stepped away, I took opportunity to renew and to revitalize my own energy levels, and as a way of, you know, giving back to me. I do a lot of giving. I'm helping people all the time, whether that be through, you know, the radio show, you tuning in here today, like today on Empower, whether that be through one-on-one sessions, whether it be within, you know, my communities that I have, the classes that I teach. I'm constantly in the giving mode. And so every once in a while, I need to take a little time out. I need to take a step back and just really get centered and balanced and find, you know, that connection to who I am. It's the giving back. And I really highly recommend it to all of you light workers out there who are constantly giving and doing and helping other people, to look at finding that very healthy balance of self-care, self-love, and TLC for your soul too. The more you take care of you, the more you're going to be able to take care with others. And that's how I feel today. I feel like my cup is full. I have so much more to give. And I'm happy that you're tuning into today's show. It's a big show. We're having a conversation in terms of some really old spiritual practices, and I'm bringing some light to the conversation. That's really my intention. I might be stretching you out of your comfort zone today. You might completely disagree with what I'm saying, and that's okay too. I just want to really share with you what I have discovered through my own practice, through my own awareness, and through my own growth and expansion and the ever-changing, evolving aspects of my being. So that's what that's really the conversation of today. We're really, you know, moving forward and through some really old paradigms and spiritual practices into new ways of existing and living and thriving as, you know, the empath, thriving as the medium, thriving as the person who is here to help and serve and be of greater contribution to others. So that's really the basis of today's show. Before I get into the nuts and bolts of everything, it's really important to understand and know we are moving through a really big energy phase right now. And I know I've been talking a lot about that and putting it probably in those exact same words for weeks and weeks on end. However, there is such a huge acceleration of energy that is at play. We are the cosmos are putting us into practice of empowered methods of personal communication, how to speak up clearly with confidence, where, you know, it's helping us to remember our light and to bring light into situations. We're moving forward, you know, as we're moving forward into the new year. We're already starting the energetic transition, but right now we're in an action phase, and an action phase where we are uncovering deeper and depths inside of us. Of course, 2018 has been this year of greater spiritual connection to who we are. And there is an acceleration that's happening inside all of us in terms of purpose, in terms of the things that we're here to do and accomplish and in contribution to the lives of others. But there's also this great, what we can only call accumulating energy of a great undoing. So there is a great undoing of what is the old ways of living, our old wounds, our old paradigms, and coming forward into new ways of existing and being. Really, soul is taking lead. That's exactly what's happening for all of us. So it's really, there's a life force energy inside of all of us. It's a high energy day. We're being awakened at a really massive capacity. Now, even if you are have been on this journey for a while, there are aspects of you, the voice of your soul, your inner flame that is being awakened in even greater capacity. And as we awaken, we begin to shift and change vibrationally. And as we shift and change vibrationally, not only do our experiences within the outer world change, but what we experience energetically begins to change as well. Does that make sense? So it's an external change that begins to take place that we become very aware of, and there's an internal change in how we feel and how we exist in terms of what is altering the vibrational capacity or the vibrational existence as we have known ourselves to be. So there's a wake up that's happening. There's a wake up around the world that for some people, depending on where they are on their journey, this can be a really challenging time, challenging emotionally, mentally, even physically. And if we can understand that everything that's playing out within these cosmic energies, this super concentrated energy that we're experiencing, is actually here to help us to evolve and grow. So even in the midst of the challenges that are at play, there's a lot of light that is happening. And so that's what today's show is going to, is really to help you with, is about focusing in on the light, your life force, so that you can rise up on your own feet, that you can really allow the spirit within you to make manifest in a whole different way within physical reality. So how do we do this? Well, I want to first go back and I want to talk about this old, and it is old. It feels tired even as I begin talking about it. There is an old spiritual practice as we understand, as we grow vibrationally, as we step on our path, we become lighter and brighter. It's like we become a beacon. And if we understand that as we heal and we shift and we begin to transform on vibrational levels, the light inside of us grows brighter and brighter. And it's that light that is here to serve. It's that light that we bring forward to love and to, you know, help to be that contribution to the world. But it's exactly that same light that will attract what we understand to be negative energies, negative influences. And so we get into this place of understanding, whether that be through psychic attack or whether that be through things that are intended or unintended. You know, even as empaths, what we're absorbing within the energies and the feelings of others around us. We look at getting into an old spiritual practice that as your light grows, it becomes necessary to protect yourself. Okay, so we got into spiritual practices that helped us do exactly that. Now, these spiritual practices of bubbling and protection really were created at a time within the spiritual community where where people were just beginning to wake up. So there was a little bit of unknown that was at play. And so because there was a shift and a change within the vibration around, you know, around us, it's very easy for ego to fall into fear. And so a lot of these practices where we look at the protection practices, and which I'm going to get into, the bubbling of light, which I'm going to explain. When we get into these practices, were created as a way to help us, and they did help us. However, evolution that is taking place within our own light bodies, within the spiritual forces of our soul expressing itself into the physical, that some of those lower or less spiritual practices no longer serve. Now, I've been talking about this for a while. You could probably tune into some of my shows from last year where I began talking about the old spiritual practices, making way for new ways of living and existing and being. And this is what becomes, this is really where we're at, almost within the crescendo, within this crescendo of energy, where it becomes really important for us to understand that we are so much more than what those old practices were able to do for us. So the old spiritual practices, when we understand in terms of protection, was a process of bubbling ourselves up with light. Now, I know when I first started my journey, I was thirsty because I was really afraid. I was afraid of opening up my gifts. I was afraid of spirit. I was afraid of the interaction with the angels. I was afraid because my, you know, my past experiences, I had some really, you know, negative experiences. And so when I began my journey, that the fears only intensified. And so that's where I was so grateful for knowing that I could protect myself. And so protecting with light became a process in the morning where I would sit in meditation and I would call and invoke to have a bubble of light surround me. That I would ask for this bubble of light to be facing outward as if acting as a mirror to deflect any unserving energies and offer protection around me. I asked for pink light. So pink light would give me the capacity to give and receive love throughout the day. Now, as you know, for me and for my ego, it felt so good to know that I was protected, that I could go ahead and go about my work and go about my day without being afraid. The idea of light around me gave me confidence. It helped me to feel strong. And it, you know, it definitely served in helping me to move forward and through on my journey. I definitely do not want to take away the practice of bubbling with light if that is where you feel safe. However, I want to take you beyond that practice into something that is of greater presence for you. So what happened, I'll get back. So I would wake up in the morning, I would pray and I would call and invoke to be protected, that everything, that these mirrors around me would face outward, and that this bubble of light would, you know, just, you know, everything that came up to me would just like bounce off. I wasn't going to absorb anything or any, you know, take it away, nothing negative, whether that be within, you know, as an empath, or whether that be in terms of spirit energy, or whether it be just within the negative influences within, you know, within community or family or whatever it was, that, you know, that whole feeling of needing to protect my life because protect myself with light because other people's energy was sucking me dry, right? So this became then a process of working and invoking the light. And then by 4 o'clock, because light needs to be renewed, I had a timer on my phone and it would go off. I would pop up in my calendar on my computer, Bonnie, it's time to renew your light. So I would sit down and meditate and I would renew that light, asking for the purest and highest light to surround me. And again, so that any negative influences were reflected away and away, move away from me, get out of here. And so this bubble was then reenacted at 4 o'clock. And again, asking for that pink light. And again, there's so many colors of protection. I'm not going to get into all of the colors, but the pink allowing me to give and receive love. And then at nighttime, before I would go to sleep, because I was so afraid of the dark and so afraid of what was going to be standing at the edge of my bed, or who was going to be standing in my doorway, or what kind of experiences I was going to be awoken up to the middle of the night, that I began protecting myself and bubbling up with white light. Now, white light, in understanding of the spiritual practices, allows only God's light to come through. Only God's love could reach me at nighttime. And I felt safe and secure in that. And so I would go to bed invoking white light so that I could sleep. And then in the morning, I would be calling upon the angels and invoking the pink light so that I would be protected throughout the day, renewing it again at 4 o'clock and going to bed and doing the light and waking up in the morning. Do you see the cycle? I was caught up in a cycle of fear where it never felt safe to be me. It never felt safe to be in my home, in my bedroom. It never felt safe for me to go shopping. It never felt safe for me to go to social events. I was so afraid of getting attachments of negative energies, of low vibrational beings following me home, that I spent so much time and energy bubbling up with light that my fears only intensified. You see, the light, even though it was protecting, was also intensifying the one thing that I was in resistance of, and that was the dark. And anything that we are in resistance of, what we resist persists. And so the more that we protect ourselves, the more that we're scared, the more that we feed our fear and use fear-based practices to help us, we really aren't getting ahead on our spiritual journey. And that certainly was the case for me. Now, this is not saying that negative or dark beings don't exist. I am not saying that they're not attracted to the light. What I am saying is that there is a healthier way, an easier way for us to be able to be within our authority, within our presence, and to stand in our light. You see, I'm going to blow the top right off the bottle, is that it is just a belief that we need to be protected. It's just a belief. It's a belief that has been created within the spiritual consciousness, within spiritual communities, and within the consciousness of what that exists, that it's something we've all been fed through our belief systems. And again, I'm not downplaying it all, because it definitely helped me. It helped me feel safe. It helped me feel protected. It helped me to move forward on my journey. But the truth is, darkness cannot affect us when our light is strong. And when we are confident and we are unafraid and we are no longer in resistance to anything in our life, when we are in a place of allowing and unafraid, we take back our, we are empowered. Nothing can harm us. We are already protected. And in saying that, think about this. We've come to Earth. We are these little angels that have been incarnated that say, yes, I'm going to take on the human experience. I'm going to have every kind of experience I possibly can have while I'm there. I want happy times. I want sad times. I want times of struggle and times of celebration. We are excited to get here. We're excited. And so we are dropped off on Earth. Here we are, dropped off, little angels, all of us. And God sends us on our way. Do you think that you as a parent, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a community member, would take any child and drop them off in the middle of nowhere without any protection or without any help? Well, the truth is, we have angels around us. We have guardian angels that are already with us to protect us. And all we need is to say, hey, guys, a little help here. And they step in. You see, because angels can impede upon us without permission. They stand by and watch and they wait. But the moment we ask, they're there. That we have around us already all of these beings who are keeping us safe. We have around us all that we need in order to move forward on our path and in our journey. And we are already within us. We have the one thing that we need to be protected at all times, and that is light. Darkness, as I'll say it again, darkness cannot affect us when our light is strong. It can't. So we get into a place when we understand, when we've been bubbling and we've been protecting ourselves and we're constantly engaging in clearing, in space and energy clearings. Now, I believe in space and air energy clearings to support good vibes, out with the old, in with the new. I believe in space and energy clearings to clear out any negative energies and any wayward spirits and things that might be interfering or disrupting and the ability to, you know, to live life and thrive in your home. But I believe more in sustaining and maintaining vibration, in healing the pains that hold that we've been holding on to, the wounds of our childhood. I believe more in healing our belief systems, in helping us to get from a place of being within limitation in our life to be in ideas and thoughts and paradigms that are in support of us, to rise above the ego and connect with the higher self. So that we can, when we can be the light, you know, the first page in the Bible, if you open up any Bible, and this is taking me back to, you know, within my earlier life, but you open up the Bible, the first page of the Bible says, let there be light. It does not say protect yourself from the darkness. It says, let there be light. So everything that we do to heal, to shift within our consciousness, how we're thinking, how we're living, our self-love practices, everything that we're doing, our forgiveness practices, all of that alters and changes our vibration. All of that alters and changes and allows us to sustain vibrationally, to sustain our light. And instead of protecting ourselves, we expand that light. We make it bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. I mean, when we do that, we are in full allowing of our life. We're in full allowing of light and dark. We're in full allowing of duality as it exists. And when we expand our light, we bring and make space for greater protection around us. We invoke the divine. The light moves through us because we too are angels. We are the divine. And so we can simply expand our light against anything at any time, to stand tall in front of any challenge, to place ourselves in a protective bubble, limits our capacity to love. Not only it creates a barrier, it creates a veil that what we're wanting to express and send love into the world, it creates limitation. And it also creates limitation on what we're able to receive, whether that be in communication with spirit or the angels, or whether that be love itself. We limit our capacity to give and receive love when we protect ourselves. We're already protected. It's just a belief. It's just a belief. So we get into now, within spiritual practices, where we begin to be the light, to let there be light. Now, I want to, of course, you know, I'm going to be talking more about this after the commercial break. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not only helping you to wake up to other possibilities, but to go into exploring the darkness. Because to understand that light and dark exist within polarity, light and dark resist within dualism, and light and dark exist to create balance, and that dark is just waiting to be realized as light. I'm going to explain that after the commercial break. I'm going to talk more about that and what I mean. So to understand that, yes, you know what? Dark is attracted to the light. And as your light becomes brighter, you are going to have experiences between good and bad, right or wrong, the duality. But discernment is the key. And we go through within what is known as the universal law of challenge. And the universal law that allows our light to be strong, that we can be awareness to the fact that light exists. And in the knowing through this universal law of challenge, that we have authority and we can stand in our light and be presence. And that light is stronger than the dark under any circumstance. It's like going into, okay, imagine a dark room. The room is completely dark. And you walk in and turn on the light. You flick the switch. The room becomes illuminated. Yes, there are shadows around. There may be shadows that are cast from a shelving unit or a book or a lamp. But the light is more powerful in that room. The light illuminates. The light allows us to see. And when your light is strong, to understand that same light within you, when you switch on that light, you eliminate the fear. And when you eliminate the fear, nothing can help you. Nothing can harm you. Lots can help you, sorry. But nothing can harm you. That your vibration, that being, you being in your purpose, that you illuminating the light, that you are already safe. You're protected. You're surrounded. And that dark is only light, waiting to be recognized, waiting to be revealed. Got you thinking, didn't I? So, when you, and you'll go again, this is, wow, we're working within universal laws, then understand that within the universe, there is always dualism. But if you know your spiritual team, if you know your angels are close to you, if you are every day creating connections within you, allowing heaven and earth to be through you, that feeling good energy, and you are out there serving in the highest good and your intentions are of the purest light, that light grows and it grows and it grows, and it will continue to empower you. It will continue to illuminate you, and it will continue to protect you. I guarantee it. I'm going to talk more about this after the commercial break.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk 4 sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. 3, very relaxed. 2, there you go. 1.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUSKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Maria Menounos coming to you with some urgent news impacting families across America. Studies reveal that 1 in 5 children in America are struggling with hunger. That's nearly 16 million children who may not know where they're getting their next meal or if it's even coming at all. These kids need help, and they need it now. But the good news is there's more than enough healthy food in this country to ensure that no one ever goes hungry again. And that's where the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks steps into the picture. They're out there every day collecting surplus food and helping to get it to children and families facing hunger. But they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
Welcome back to the show, sweet friends. And again, I want to invite you, if anyone would like to share in conversation with me here today, I invite you to call in. That number, as always, is 248-809-3475. If there's something that I've poked at that you need clarification on, you know where to call. All right. So I want to go back into and just kind of slow things down in terms of, you know, what I was sharing prior to the commercial break. Now, I want to know that whatever your fears are, I want to say those fears are valid, that you have had something in your life that has played out or happened to you, whether that be something within a paranormal experience that you've had, whether that be, you know, that dark experience. Maybe you've had attachments, or maybe, you know, you've lived in a haunted house. I don't want to take any of that away, because those experiences were very real. And I want you to understand that I get it. I mean, I've lived it. I understand it. And that's why I'm here sharing with you today that we don't need to live in fear. We don't need to be bubbling up and looking at our ways of how we can protect ourselves, to know we are already protected, and that it is our vibration and our allowing of light and the expansion of light that amplifies the protection. We are already protected. Now, vibration actually refers to a level of consciousness. Vibration, again, about how bad or good we feel when we look at it in really simple terms. I know when I started my journey, I would have, you know, one of my mentors say to me, Bonnie, all you need to do is raise your vibration, and your experiences with spirit and your experiences in your life are going to change. And I would come home from my sessions and say, okay, I'm going to raise my vibration. I'm going to raise my vibration. What the heck is vibration? Vibration. Okay. So vibration has to do with our emotional body. It has to do about how good or bad that we feel. But more importantly, vibration refers to the level of consciousness in which we live. So when we look at it as much like floors of a building, we begin to move on our journey up on higher, you know, to the next floor. We take the elevator, we're going up to the next floor. We live on that floor for a while. We heal some things we need to heal. We gain some wisdom from our life. We put ourselves into harmony through every choice that we're making. And as we do that, we begin to, you know, as we have that greater understanding of life and greater understanding of a moment and the bigger picture of things, our consciousness shifts and changes, our vibration changes, and it's like we go in another elevator and rise to the next floor. Now, vibration is about uplifting energy. Vibration is about uplifting integrity in our actions. That's a big one. The integrity. Many people assume that our vibration one isn't high enough. And so because our vibration is not high enough, we're experiencing some less than pleasant or low vibrational experiences. But that's not it at all. The higher your vibration goes, yes, the more less likely you are to be affected by lower vibrational energies. But it doesn't mean they cease to exist. You just get into a place of being allowing, knowing that light and dark exist to create balance, and that you can make choice, and that you can be the light. So we need to look at uplifting how we feel emotionally. We need to uplift our level of consciousness by healing any unhealthy or negative belief systems that we may have. And we need to shift up our actions with greater integrity within our lives. And honestly, sweet friends, This is about getting out of judging ourselves or other people. And we've judged each other for about, you know, whether someone's in a low vibration. Oh, that person is in a low vibration. They're sucking the life out of me. They're so negative. I can't be with them. No. If it's in front of you, it's for you. That no matter who is around you within your life experience, that you have opportunity to be the light. To say a prayer. To offer support or to help. So we've really fallen into it, really, you know, that timeless action. I mean, we have. Life sends us all kinds of experiences. And how we choose to respond becomes the most important thing. Now, a higher vibration is not cultivated by how much you know. This is important, too. That has a lot of spiritual ego there. And so we can get into times, and as little humans, we do this, where we can debate and defend our belief systems. Vibration is not about knowing more. A higher level of consciousness is not about knowing more than someone else. It's just a way of standing present in your life from a more mature place. And as we ascend, as the earth awakens to light, we're never going to get rid of the dark. It exists. It's going to be rubbing up against us. But what we choose in those moments, we choose no longer needing to defend ourselves, whether that be defending our beliefs or defending our ways of living, or whether the need to defend ourselves from dark energies. I would really encourage you, excuse me, if you have had some not so pleasant experiences with the dark, if you've had paranormal experiences and things, like I said, that can leave you in a place of just saying, I don't feel safe. And I get it. But I encourage you to expand your light. And you can do that, as I said, the many ways in which I've offered here to transform through graciousness, through alignment with your heart, by embracing yourself, by embracing others, no right or wrong. But you can do that through meditation. Through getting out of the busyness and the craziness of the ego fear of saying, I need to be protected from negative energies. Get yourself heart-centered. Get yourself into a place that begins to say, I am loved. I am protected. I am cared for. I am safe. And just by speaking those words and being within your heart, you can feel the expansion take place. Imagine inside of your heart as you begin to feel and you begin to speak through these I am statements, through prayerfulness, through affirmations, through intentions, whatever it is or however it is that you choose to change the internal conversation, whatever is at your deepest level. To sit in there and to sit within your heart, to imagine the spark of light. See it as a flame. Focus on that flame. And as you inhale and exhale, you'll notice that as you give, as you blow gently, as that flame receives oxygen, it begins to grow bigger and bigger. That flame gets brighter inside of you. And just focus on that flame and keep inhaling and exhaling. And allow that flame to get bigger and bigger and brighter inside of your body. And see that flame, that fire inside of you, get ignited from head to toe. You may feel it. You may see it. You might just know it's happening. Intention is everything. And as you inhale and you exhale, you take that spark, that light, that flame, and you intentionally spread it out in all directions around you. Let the light from within expand. Move it through your body, your head, your toes, your fingers, your shoulders, breathe bigger and bigger and brighter and keep expanding that light. Be the light. Be the light. Not only does it change how you feel, it changes how you receive the world. When you are vibrating higher in this expansion of light, you're going to be less triggered by other people. You're going to have a deeper sense of appreciation for life, for those around you. Because someone who vibrates higher doesn't live in a world of enemies and doesn't live in the world of victimhood. And because of that, your energetic experiences with spirit, the other side, begin to shift and change too. That everything, when there is light, expands. It's just a belief you aren't protected. You have angels around you. You were not put on this planet to do this on your own. Shifting the level of consciousness. Shifting your vibration. Healing what's been weighing on your heart, what's been holding you back. Moving forward and sorting through belief systems and paradigms that are no longer supporting you. Every time you choose, you open to allow for more light and expansion or resistance. And where there's resistance, there's fear. When you expand your light, anything that is dark around you lessens. As I said, just as you walk into that room and you turn on the light takes over. It's no different in when we look at, you know, negative energies, attachments, into the world, if you get into the real dark and heavy, into entity energy. We need to be the light, to let there be light. And that when we are so empowered with the light, when we are sustaining within that light, when we are expanding and expanding and expanding with the light, things can exist and happen around us. And we have no attachment. We are allowing. And when we allow, we are open to receive. There's no barriers, there's no blocks, there's no limitation. So I encourage you that if you walk into a room and you feel something heavy around you, that you expand your light. So here I am. I am the light I am. You're going to see that whatever has been playing up for you, whatever has been influencing you, or whatever has caught your attention, it's going to dissolve. It's going to clear. It's going to leave. You know, one of the funniest things, and I say it's funny, and I understand, you know, we get into a place, especially within spiritual practices, where we're, you know, growing and evolving, and we're doing mediumship work, and we're these channels, and we're engaging with angels and the divine, but we're in fear base that we're not protected. Like these divine beings are not going to ensure that we're safe. Of course they are. We only need to ask, hey guys, keep me safe. Got it, Bonnie. No problem. We need to put more faith and trust in the light than more attention to the dark. We need to engage ourselves, our ways of being, our thoughts that are more loving and kind and we will have more loving and kind experiences in life as well as with the other side. And when we are expanded in light, we can then help the dark. We can send it on its way. We can help cross souls over. We can clear the space without being affected. But when we are in fear, we give power to the one thing we are resisting the most. Very often we can get into times of prayerfulness, and this is the funny I wanted to share. We can get into a time of prayerfulness where we're like saying, where we begin saying, oh my gosh, angels, Archangel Michael, I'm going to call on you. You need to protect me now, because we're in awareness of the fact that there's something around us. We're feeling the vibration. We immediately, as an ego, judge it as being evil or bad or dark because we've heard a noise, we've seen a shadow, we've had some sort of experience around us take place, and we immediately fall into fear. Why? Because we are fear-based little humans. That's how we work. That's our spiritual practices have been to keep us safe and protected, very fear-based. And so we get into this place, and the whole time, what we are in experience of is the angel itself that we've just called upon to protect us. When we get into times when we can, oh my gosh, the hair on your arms, you know, stands up when you walk into the room, or you feel a cool breeze. Oh my gosh, it must be something evil and bad and dark. And so we get into invoking and praying and space and energy clearings. And what it is we're clearing away is the loved one that we've been praying to have some awareness to. It's vibration. It's energy. And we get into, from fear-based, pushing against the one thing that we're asking for the most. I want help, and help is coming, and we can feel something change around us, and then we push it away and say, oh my gosh, get out of here. Help me, don't help me. So what if the experiences you're having, and that being standing at the foot of your bed, or that shadow in your doorway, is actually your angel, is actually your loved one who is there protecting you, watching over, and all it is that you are in awareness to them. What if you said hello? What if you expanded your light and had a conversation? What do they need? How can they help you? Why are they there? If it's in front of us, it's for us. Whether that be an opportunity for us to be of service or for us to be served. And just because it exists, it doesn't mean it's bad. And just because it's there, it doesn't mean it's dark and we need to be afraid. How many clients I've worked with say, I really wish, you know, Auntie would come forward and let me know she's with me. And in the meantime, Auntie's been doing everything in spirit to let her niece know that she's there. She's been in the kitchen and rearranging cupboards, and she's been playing with the clocks, and she's been the footsteps that they hear down the hallway. She's been the one sitting on the bed or standing in the doorway. And the whole time my client, space and energy clearing, Archangel Michael, where are you? Clear out these energies, protect me, keep me safe. And pushing away the experience, the connection, the love. So let there be light. Instead of protecting yourself with light, be the light. Be the light. Be the love. Bring that into every situation, every circumstance, into your spiritual practices. How can I be more light here? How can I be more loving and kind? How can I let there be light? Open up your channel inside of you. Allow that light to flow. One of the things I used to pray, I used to ask for the light of God to fill me. But you are the light of God. I was already the light of God. And all I needed to do was expand on that. So I really want to invite you, sweet friends, that when you wake up in the morning, instead of getting into the practice of bubbling up with light and layering up with light and needing to shield and protect and to do all these things so that you can function and go about your day, I invite you to change it up. I invite you to get out of the head and out of the ego and fear-based ways of doing things. Fall deep into your heart and allow the light inside of you to grow and expand with every heartbeat, with every inhale and exhale. And to move that light through every cell of your body, every muscle, every bone, every system, to grow it bigger and bigger and brighter inside of you. And when you are so full of that light, when you're so full of yourself, breathe it even bigger. Go beyond your body, beyond your home, beyond your communities. Expand that light around the world. The world needs more light. So let there be light. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. We have spent so much of our time in practice in protection and bubbling, because our ego has convinced us that we're not safe. Yes, invoke the angels, call upon them, ask them to be with you, to let their presence be known. Shine your light in places that need your light. Be a way for people to follow you out of the darkness. We are being released from the dark. Light is the new norm. You are the light. You are love. So be yourself. Be yourself. Feel good. And as your light grows, I'm telling you, you will feel empowered. You will realize there's nothing to fear, and that anything that was scary, anything that was scary in that dark room gets transformed. There's no need to bubble. There's no need to call on any other light just to, you know, I'm telling you, I do this all the time, day in and day out. I spent day in and day out bubbling and protecting myself and putting up barriers and creating walls and allowing there to be all of this light around me in protection. And what it did, it worked. But it created limitation. The capacity in which I was able to give and receive love, limited. The capacity in which I could engage and receive guidance and direction and connect with spirit, limited. We create the veil to the other side. Our fears, our beliefs, and these spiritual practices that keep us in fear. So, sweet friends, I invite you to know that you are protected. You are safe. That you have these beings all around you. Your light is bright. And yes, there will always be dark, but stand in your light. Don't be afraid. Expand the light. Be the light. And you'll see that there, when you are the light, the dark has nothing to fear, to feed on. And the fears, they go away. So I hope that this has helped you in some way, shape, or form. Of course, if you're still not sure how to exactly do this, well, this is the stuff I teach through my mentoring programs, through my coaching programs, through all of my classes and courses that I offer in mediumship. I take these spiritual practices and we, as I say to everyone all the time, is we turn the socks inside out. We get out of protecting and we get into allowing. And when we allow, beautiful things begin to happen. All right, sweet friends, stand in your light, be who you are, and know that you are very, very loved. Thanks for tuning in.